time. Keith Peters reporting a bipartisan Senate deal to pair border enforcement measures and Ukraine aid faces potential collapse. Ed Donahue reports.
The U.S. has run out of money to help Ukraine. Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney says the talks have slowed down because of Donald Trump's likely opposition.
The fact that he would communicate to Republican senators and congresspeople that he doesn't want us to solve the border problem because he wants to blame Biden for it is really appalling.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the stakes are high.
We know that if Putin prevails in Ukraine, the consequences for Western democracy and for the American people will be severe.
A senator who was at a Republican luncheon says Minority Leader Mitch McConnell still personally supports pairing the border and Ukraine. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Mislabeled cookies that contained peanuts at Stu Leonard's grocery stores in Connecticut were recalled this week after a woman from New York City died.
The New York resident consumed the cookies at a social gathering in Connecticut and died after suffering anaphylactic shock resulting from a severe allergic reaction. The grocery store announced Tuesday that the vanilla Florentine cookies sold in its Danbury and Newington locations were being pulled off shelves in collaboration with the Food and Drug Administration. The company's president and CEO said its supplier switched from soy nuts to peanuts in its recipe without notifying its chief safety officer. The supplier said in a release that Stu Leonard's was aware the product contained peanuts and an incorrect label was created by the grocery store chain. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Denim giant Levi Strauss & Company says it's slashing its corporate workforce by 10 to 15% in the first half of the year. The company employed about 19,100 people at the end of November. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 242 points. This is SRN News. Some troubling numbers from the Southern Baptist Convention. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
According to Lifeway Research, 43% of SBC churches performed no baptisms in 2022, the last year for which all the data is in. Another 34% reported performing between one and five baptisms. Overall, SBC baptisms nationwide are down, but they have rebounded substantially from the sharp decline that was seen during the pandemic. In fact, baptism in the denomination has been declining since 1999. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Biden's reelection campaign is going all in on abortion. A new series of television ads have been released urging Americans to vote for the president who's vowed to restore Roe versus Wade. However, there's virtually no chance that Mr. Biden can deliver on that promise with the current makeup of the Supreme Court and the Republican control of the House. This is SRN News. A Minnesota trooper is charged with murder in the shooting of a black motorist who tried to drive off during a traffic stop. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Body camera footage from the July 31st traffic stop on Interstate 94 in Minneapolis shows cop arguing with troopers and refusing to get out of his Ford Fusion.
Every time y'all talk about,
according to police, the car's lights were out, and they discovered Cobb was wanted for violating a protection order. As Londrigan began opening the passenger door, the car begins moving forward.
Get out of the car now!
And the trooper fires two shots from his handgun, striking Cobb twice. Cobb's mother, Nyra Fields Miller, says her son was gunned down for no reason.
I stand in solidarity and for justice for my son.
Londrigan faces charges of second-degree unintentional murder, first-degree assault, and second-degree manslaughter. I'm Jennifer King.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.